Christos voskras, Vishma voskras, Christ is risen, indeed he is risen. This is Father Basil again. Hope everyone is having a beautiful day. Nice sunny day where I live in Canada. And just spring is in the air. And pretty soon there'll be the green grass and the flowers and the leaves on the trees, and everyone will enjoy their spring and summer season. So, of course, this is still the time after Easter, and we celebrate the Easter season for 40 days after Easter. And we say Christos Voskras, Vrisma Voskras, all the way through. And we read the Acts of the Apostles throughout the liturgies that we do after Easter, the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And I don't know how many people have read it before from the Bible, but it's a beautiful, interesting book to read from the Bible, because it talks about the early church. It talks about how the apostles had to go from place to place to build up the church as we have it today, and to make the first Christian churches and groups of people that came together to be baptized and to worship Christ and to celebrate Christ's resurrection. And we have to always remember that it was Christ's resurrection that brought the apostles together. When they learned about the resurrection and they were told about Jesus being alive again, and we talked about Thomas, that doubting Thomas who was afraid and didn't know what to do, didn't know what to believe when the other apostles told him that they had seen the resurrected Christ. And he said, unless I see him and touch him with my own hands, I'll never believe it. And then, of course, the next week, Jesus appeared to Thomas and told him to believe, to make sure that he's understanding that Jesus is alive. Jesus is with us. And then when you read further in the Acts of the Apostles, you learn that after Jesus ascended into heaven and sent down his Holy Spirit upon the apostles, they were, told to spread the good news all over the Roman Empire of that time. And in today's gospel story, we read that, John and Peter, the apostles John and Peter, were in one place. And the local people didn't want them to talk about Jesus. They even forbid them to say the word Jesus. And I mentioned in my homily today, what would we do in that situation? If someone told us that we couldn't say the word Jesus, if someone told us that don't ever say that word and don't ever mention him to anyone, would we listen to those people? Or would we say, no, I'm a Christian. I'm going to worship Jesus. I'm going to ask Jesus for his blessing upon me all the time. And I don't care what the rest of society says. I don't care what the rest of society does. I'm going to worship Jesus because I'm a Christian. I'm going to pray to Jesus every day because I'm a Christian. I'm going to do good works and follow the commandments, and I'm going to ask for forgiveness if I sin because I'm a Christian. See, we have to make a choice in life. We have to make a choice to either be a follower of Christ or not to be a follower of Christ. We only have two options in life, really. Either to be a Christian or not to be a Christian. And that choice is totally ours to make. You know, nobody else can make that choice for us. This, like, the apostles, when they had to make that choice, even though it led to their death, even though they were killed for their faith, they still made the choice to follow Christ and to become Christians and become, you know, leaders of the new churches that they were making, the new communities, church communities that they were making, because they believed so strongly in the power of the resurrection. They believed so strongly in the power of the risen Lord. And we today, in today's society, in today's world, we also have to make that choice. We can either choose to worship Jesus. We can choose to say Jesus' name in our prayers, to ask Jesus for his assistance, for his help every day of our lives. Or we can turn our back to Jesus. We can ignore Jesus. We can, you know, say that Jesus doesn't exist, that we don't need Jesus in our lives. And then if we do that, if we turn away from Jesus, we will see the outcome of that choice we make in our life. And believe me, the outcome when we say that we don't want to be with Jesus is not going to be great for us. You know, at the end of our lives, we have to answer for every single action we have done in this life. We will have to answer Jesus for every word that we've used, for every thought that we've had, for every action that we've done. And he's going to ask us, Jesus is going to ask us at the final judgment, have you done what I asked you to do? Have you done all the things that the early apostles did to go from place to place, to worship Jesus, to spread the good news to everyone? Because this is what I asked you to do. And what is our excuse going to be at the end? You know, what are we going to say to Jesus when he asks us these things? Are we going to say, well, I didn't really know what I was supposed to do? Well, how can we not know? It's written right in the Bible. It's right there. You know, when the priests and bishops talk about these things, they're not talking about it just to make small talk. We're talking about it because we are obligated to spread the gospel message, to spread the message of what Jesus did and what he said. And we're not using our own words. We're not using our own, theology. This all comes from the Bible. This all comes from Jesus himself. Jesus gave that faith to the disciples, to the apostles that were spread to today's people today. This message has been spread for over 2,000 years because this is the message Jesus wants us to spread everywhere in this world today. And we can't worry about what society says. We can't worry about what society does. We are our own people. You know, we make our own decisions. We can't be swayed by the evils of society. We can't be swayed by the devil's temptations to us to do what is not pleasing to God. We have to do actions that are pleasing to God every day of our lives. And this is hard because we have so many temptations in our world. We have temptations to sin every single day. And we have to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us away from these temptations, to guide us to make good and holy decisions every day of our life and to avoid those temptations. But anyway, so this is the gospel that we read today, the epistle, the Acts of the Apostles, where John and Peter were arrested and they were told not to say the word Jesus. And they said, well, that we can't. We are Christians. We have to praise Jesus. We have to make sure that Jesus' name is known into the world because this is what Jesus wants us to do. So in today's world, what are we going to do? Are we going to listen to God? Are we going to listen to Jesus? Are we going to listen to society that hates Jesus? That is our decision to make. God bless. Have a good day.